Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shin number 5, Perigimol, Mizmor LeDavid, Bevoruchoy, Bipnei Avshalom Benoy. We'll be discussing David HaMelech writing a Mizmor, writing a song, when he's running away from his son Avshalom. We begin with three questions and an overview. First question is the Gemara Brachos Dav Zayin with Beis asks, Mizmor LeDavid, Kina LeDavid Mibayilei. How does David HaMelech write a song? He should be lamenting. That's question number one. Question number two, what is the connection between Perek Gimel and Perek Beis? And question number three, we find here the words Mizmor LeDavid. And this morning, the Shir Shel Yoyim of Sunday, it's LeDavid Mizmor. In Perek Chav Dalid, LeDavid Mizmor, LaHashem Ha'aretz Moloya. What is the difference between Mizmor LeDavid and LeDavid Mizmor? The historical background of this Perek is towards the end of David HaMelech's life. The Radak says he is 65 years old when Avshalom, his son, is chasing after him, trying to kill him, according to many, and to take his throne. The Radak says the connection between Perek Gimel and Perek Beis was that as in Perek Beis, we said that some Rishonim learn, Lama Rogshu Goyim Ulum Yegurik, that the nations of the world, the Plishtim, were coming to attack David HaMelech when he was originally coronated and made king. They wanted to come and attack David and before he strengthens his Malchus. So too, Avshalom is trying to attack David and is attacking David as the Melech. That's the Radak's connection between Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. The Medrash Tehillim says a fascinating connection where he says, there is no connection. And he explains that the order of Tehillim is similar to the order of the Torah with the principle, Ein Mukdum Umu'uchu B'Torah. There is no specific order that we have chronologically in the Torah. And the reason for that is based on the Zoya Kodesh and the Chazal that tell us, Istakel Baraisa U'Bara Alma. HaKodesh Baruch Hu looked inside the Torah and he created the world. If the Torah would be written in the chronological order, as well as Sefer Tehillim, we would have the koyach, we would have the ability to create worlds, to mechaye meisim, to bring people back to life, to do meisim, to do wonders beyond our control and the powers that are not good for us. Therefore, the Torah and Tehillim as well is not in the chronological order of the way things happened. In regards to an overview for the Pesukim, before we see them in more detail, Mizmor LeDavid Varecha Mibnei Avshalom Benoy, David HaMelech is writing a song, which we'll have to understand, how can he write a song when he's running away from Avshalom? And he is screaming out to Hashem, Hashem, Ma'arabu Tzarai, my tormentors are so many, and not only are they so many, they are Rabbim, Kamiolai, they are Tamidei Chachamim, Doyeg, Achitoyfel, and many others, Shimi ben Geira, they're chasing after me, and these are Anashim Chashuvim. These are very respectable people. Rabbi Aymil Anavshi, they say about my Nefesh, Ein Yeshuasa Loi Velikim Sela. They are saying that you, Hashem, have forsaken me. I have no hope for Oilam Haba, and I'll be lost in Oilam Hazeh as well. Va'at Hashem, Mogin Ba'adi, Kavoidi Meim Roshi, but David HaMelech turns to Hashem, and Hashem will protect him. Kaili El Hashem Ekra, I call out to you. And Hashem will answer, where is Mehar Kodshoi from the place of the base of Megdosh? And Yishachavti, David HaMelech goes to sleep with daigo, with concern, with pachad. However, Hekitzoisi, he will wake up with bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki Hashem yismecheni, because Hashem will support him. And the continues in Pesukim Zayin, Ches, and Tes, Lo'ira, David will not be afraid, Mirvo Yisom, from the tens of thousands that are attacking him and chasing him, Kuma Hashem Oishieni, Hashem, arise and save me. Ki kises kol oivai lechi, shine risham shibarta, and destroy those who are chasing me, all of my enemies. David HaMelech concludes, La Hashem HaYeshua, you, to you Hashem, you have the ability to save me. And we end with the bracha, Al amcha berchasecha sela. And we bless Hashem. David HaMelech gives a bracha, which we'll learn to always give a bracha as well. We find over here a word, Selah, which is a very difficult word to translate. 74 times in Tanakh we find the word Selah. 74 times of the 74, three of them are in Habakkuk, and the rest, 71, are in Sefer Tehillim. We answered the order of Perek Beis to Perek Gimel. We discussed that. Now let's discuss Mizmor LeDavid or LeDavid Mizmor. The Gemara Psachim asked this question: what's the difference between LeDavid Mizmor and Mizmor LeDavid? Answers the Gemara: when we have a Perek from David HaMelech that starts LeDavid Mizmor, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally put his Shechina, Sharsa Allah Shechina, Hashem put his Shechina onto David, he gave them Ruach HaKodesh, and then David HaMelech said the Shira. When we say Mizmor LeDavid, David first said the Shira, and then afterwards, Sharsa Allah Shechina, and then the Shechina was Shira on the Mizmor. That's the difference between LeDavid Mizmor, where Hashem's Shechina was Shira on David first, and then he said the Shira, as opposed to Mizmor LeDavid, that first David said the Shira, and then the Shechina was Sharsa Allah. When then the Shechina was Shira, dwelled on David. There are a few answers that are given to the questioning in Brachas. Dav Zayin Mabez asks, how is it possible for David HaMelech to write a mizmor, to sing a song when the sun is chasing him? One of the answers the Zayin HaKadosh tells us is that David HaMelech said it could have been worse. It could have been like Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esav by himself. It could have been like Moshe Rabbeinu was running away from Paro all by himself. However, David is appreciative of the fact that he was not alone. He had his army with him. He had Roshei B'nai Yisrael with him. David HaMelech realized the positive, even in a situation when his son is chasing after him. The busha, the embarrassment, was tremendous, but David HaMelech looked at the positive. And he was Pasach V'Omar Shira. We have to try to look at the positive, even when tragedy is taking place. How Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing us a chesed, how could have been worse. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us here in this kapitel, in this perek. Mizmor LeDavid, V'varchoi mipnei Avshalom b'noi. And one might ask the question, that's very nice, it's David HaMelech. But we're not David HaMelech. We're regular people. How can we see a positive when a tragedy is taking place? And it's a very fair question. I want to share with you a story. A story that took place around 9 years ago in the community where I live, here in Philadelphia in Bala Cynwyd. It was around 12 o'clock at night, and I got a phone call that I should go down the block, around the corner. Unfortunately, a neighbor's house was on fire. As soon as I heard that, my heart started pounding faster. I went outside, and I started walking closer and closer, and I saw the flames of the house were reaching almost to the top of the trees, of the branches. This was the cold winter. As I'm getting closer, I see all the lights of the street. The firemen are lit up the whole entire with lights. The whole street is lit up. People are on the front lawn. And the whole street's blocked off. The mishpacha was being rushed to the ambulance. And I followed them a little afterwards. And I stayed with them. And I sat with them until the hospital let them leave. While we're in the hospital, I turned to my right, a few feet away from me. And I saw something I couldn't believe was going on. The Balabais, the owner of the house, whose house is burning down, everything is going up in flames. He's sitting on a chair and he's singing Hallel. He's saying praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his family is alive. He's looking at the positive during this dangerous, life-threatening situation. Mizmor leDavid bevarchem ibnei Ashon b'noi. David HaMelech is teaching us he's not alone. He was with his men. He was with Roshei b'nei Yisrael. That's a positive. As opposed to Yaakov Avinu, who was all by himself, and Moshe Rabbeinu was all by himself. Another important lesson for us to take out from this. Sometimes people feel lonely. Let's reach out to them. Send them a text message. Give them a phone call. It takes a few seconds. When people feel that they're not alone, it's mechayim meisim. It literally brings them back to life. Gives them tremendous chizik. We see this from over here from the Zohar Kodesh. This is one shot I want to share with you. There's another Zohar Kodesh that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings on the Gemara itself. That David HaMelech was Mekabel the Yisurim. Now let's give a little background to what's going on. There is a Maisa of David and Bathsheba. And we're not learning Shmuel Beis, we're learning Sefer Tehillim, but it's important for us to know. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Nunvav Omer Aleph. Two Gemaras we have to know. Kol Ha'oimer David Chota Einu Elo Toya. Whoever says David was Chote, he's making a mistake. Gemara in Shabbos, Nunvav Omer Aleph. What does it mean? David HaMelech did not marry an Ashes Ish. Bathsheba was divorced. That's number one. Gemara number two. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalon Beis, all the way to the bottom, at the bottom of the Amud. Gemara says, Loi Roi Dov Lo Ise Maisa. David HaMelech only did this Aveira. Hashem allowed this to happen, if you will, and it needs a whole explanation. In order to show that a yachid, if an individual does this type of neveira, that it looks like David did, the same way David did tshuva, so too, explains the Drasha Saran, if a person does the aveira that it looked like David did, just like David did tshuva, anyone can do tshuva. That's what the Gemara explains in the Avodah Zarah Daf Dalam Beis. Like David Roy Lo Ise Maisa, David wasn't really going to fall prey to that Aveira. Why not? As the Gemara says, Veli Bichol Bekirbi, it says he killed his Yetzahara. That's the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, and that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Now, at the end of the day, there still was an Aveira, not the Aveira of Eishes Ish. And therefore, Hashem said to David, Hinini Meikim, Hinini Mevi Alecha Ra Mi Beisecha. I'm going to bring a raw, an evil, from within your house. And David HaMelech was sad and concerned. Maybe an Eved or a Mamzer is going to come after him and won't have any compassion. When he saw it was Avshalom, his son, he was happy. And he wrote a Mizmor. Because maybe at least Avshalom, his son, will have compassion on him. Back to the second Zohar Kodesh that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down on Gemara and Brachos. He says, this Maisa, why was David happy? Because he knew he was getting a kapara. He knew he was getting an atonement here for his Aveira here in this world. And when a person gets a kapara here in this world, it's like he's paying off a debt. When a person has a debt, if you borrow money from someone, if you have a bill, you get a bill in the mail, and you don't know how you're going to pay the bill, and all of a sudden you find out a way, and after you pay the debt, you feel great. David HaMelech was happy. Mizmor leDavid, because now he knew he had a kapara, and he won't get punished in Olam Haba. The Chavetz Chaim brings from the Gra. The Chavetz Chaim says, if not for the Yisurim, for the suffering we would get here in this world, we wouldn't be able to deal with the punishments in the world to come. we would be totally lost from Olam Haba, says the Chofetz Chaim. And he says, he illustrates this by a person who is being judged, and his averus pulled down the scale of all those averus, and all hope is lost. But then, in Shemayim, the Bezen Shemayim, the heavenly court, brings down all the Yisurim and all the suffering that the person went through, and the scale goes the other direction, to Olam Haba. It was told over that Rabbi Yerucham Lavovitz, Mashkiach of Mir, in his final days, he was suffering tremendously. And he was thanking Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those who were close to him would hear him saying, "Thank you, dear Father, thank you, Hashem, for these Yisurim." This is obviously a high madrega, but we have to understand in our practical everyday life, a person forgets to close the cabinet. You bend down, when you pick up your head, you bang your head, and it's very painful. It hurts a lot. You hit yourself right in the corner, and someone else forgot to close the cabinet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to have that Yisurim. I want to show you something. Take a look at the Pasuk itself, Pasuk Aleph. Mizmor leDavid bevarechoy mipnei. In many Tehillim, they have a psik. A psik is a line that goes straight down. Mizmor leDavid bevarechoy mipnei. David HaMelech is writing a mizmor because he knows mipnei, it's himself. It's his aveira. Avshalom benoi is just megagel cholv al dezachayev. Bad things happen through bad people, good things happen through good people. So Avshalom is the vehicle to bring out the punishment that David HaMelech deserves. But why does David deserve the punishment? Mipnei, because of his own averus. Anything that happens to us is because of ourselves. If somebody left the door open and we banged our head, we shouldn't get upset at that person. We have to work on this. We shouldn't get upset at that person. That's what we're learning over here. Mizmor leDavid, bevarech mipnei. Psik, it stops right there. That's it, end of discussion. David knows it's his averus. That's why he's besimcha, because he's getting kapara. And we could always be happy in life. Why? What's the message? If something good goes well, if everything's going well, so you're happy. If something doesn't go well, you realize it's a kapara, so you should also be happy. That's what David's teaching us. Mizmor leDavid, bevarech mipnei. Stop. Avshalom benoi happens to be a son of Avshalom, but Hashem is giving a kapara. Let's conclude over here with another Gemara, which we'll focus on at a later time. The Gemara in Brachas Dav Dalet Amud Beis tells us, whoever says Tehillah leDavid, which is Ashrei Yoshvei V'Secha, Tehillah leDavid, praise leDavid from David HaMelech, whoever says Ashrei three times a day, is a Ben Olam Haba. How is it that a person is able to accept Yisurim, accept suffering? Because the person knows that there's an Olam Haba, there's a world to come. And this world is the hallway to the world to come. When the person lives his life like that, he says Tehillah leDavid. David HaMelech, who wrote Tehillah leDavid, lived his life with the messages of Tehillah leDavid. He was able to take that message and write Mizmor leDavid, even though he was crying. It was painful. He wrote Mizmor leDavid, thanking Hashem. Bevorechu mipnei Avshalom benoi. I want to thank everyone for participating in the shiur. If you want to reach out and tell me where you, what state, what country you're in, I don't know where you are. And any feedback would be tremendously appreciated. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful week.